So anyway, this is me talking to you, talking to me.
And this is you talking to me, talking to you.
But interestingly enough, when I'm recording, mine are going all the way up.
Well, mine is bigger than in real life, so screw you.
Pull in a little closer.
A little closer. Any closer and I'll be filleting the microphone.
And you're yelling. You don't need to yell.
I know, I don't want any to yell, but you're like...
You want to get into a comfortable position because you're going to be in that one for a while.
Well, no, I'm going to change positions, man. I like to vary my positions.
I like to use the same position
from beginning to the end.
Wonderful.
We need to, you know, like, dude, is this the show already or is this a fucking sound check?
I don't know what this is. This is the sound check,
I guess.
You want
to keep recording this shit, though?
What the hell?
Nah, let's not make it the sound check. We can always insert it.
Well,
Lubricate and insert.
Well, no, if we make the sound check, I get rid of it.
No, you don't have to get rid of it. You can save it and use it for
later. We've got way too much for the soundtrack.
Dude, this is like a...
Hey, and welcome to The Real Life with Mike the Man. And we've got a special guest in the studio tonight. Everyone say hello to Yussie. While he sits there. Yus, you all right? Hey, Yus.
How you doing?
I'm all right. What the hell was that?
That was me doing a vocal warm-up for the show. Seeing as you... lower the volume on my microphone to be less than the volume on your microphone, so I have to do a good vocal warm-up. So if you'll excuse me.
Thank you for that wondrous, resounding meme.
Ma.
Okay, I was being facetious.
You were being facetious?
Facetious. It's a big word. You may have to, facetious. Anyways.
Is that what your girlfriend called you?
Anyways, this is The Real Life, and we've been out for a few weeks now due to illness, which we'll talk about some other time.
Mental illness.
As always, we love your feedback, and we'll get to that some other time, too.
Well, we don't all love your feedback.
Well,
Don't generalize and shit.
Okay, I do. I want to let you know that you can, write me an email at mikethemann@gmail.com, or you can call into the international dialing code 1-206-888-MIKE to leave me a voicemail.
Or you can leave a flaming bag of crap outside of front door.
That is less appreciated than feedback. But
hey, man, you got to take criticism. You can't, do a show and not take criticism.
I didn't say I'm not taking criticism. I just think that, leaving a bag of crap on my door leaves only...
It has to come in the proper channels, in the proper form.
Leaves,
you're censoring... Okay, fine.
It leaves only one statement, left there.
Yeah, which is the one you don't want to hear.
There's no ambiguity.
Fine, you know what? Let's talk about censorship. Seriously.
Beep!
What?
Here, we did... We made a brave decision, I think, not to decide topics for this show in advance.
Oh, yes. This is a completely off-the-cuff show. There is no...
Improvisation!
Yeah. Who thought it was possible?
Mm-hmm. Hence the intro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool. We just decided let's use that anyways because it sounded fun.
Yeah. And we'll just do a whole show that's improvised without any preparation beforehand because we're just so talented.
Yeah. We just tossed all the preparation out the window, including the preparation H. Your hemorrhoids are going to start acting.
Loaded with ideas and subjects to talk about.
Yeah. Yas, why don't you give us one of those ideas that you've been dying to speak about all day? So, censorship.
Oh, yeah, censorship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, please.
Censorship is bad.
Why is censorship bad?
Because it's against the American way.
We're not in America.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Okay. How are we in America?
Bada bing.
Bada boom.
How are we in America? Spadish. We live on their dollar and we do what they say.
Okay, fair enough. So, censorship being not the American way, that's an amendment, the right of free speech, isn't it?
Yeah, to the Constitution, the United States, the Americans.
How do you know this? You're Canadian.
Yeah, well, we know a lot about you people. Especially about your home state of Austin, Texas.
That's not a state, you Canuck.
Well, you Austin people seem to think. How many times have I heard like people from southern USA going, I come from the great state of Louisiana, Mississippi. Woo-hoo!
Louisiana is a state. But and Mississippi is a city.
Yeah,
and it's not in Louisiana.
Yeah. Your point.
Okay. Just making sure that you know the geography involved. That when somebody says,
why would I?
I'm from the great state of Louisiana, they're right.
Why would I, you colonialist bastard? I'm Canadian.
That's right.
You are Canadian. So why should I know your geography? You should know your fucking geography, not me.
Okay, I know my geography.
I don't know my own geography.
I know
some
of it.
That's another whole thing.
Well, I was just reading a Clive Cussler thriller that speaks about something called the North American Treaty, where Great Britain actually sold Canada to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard the word Canada, yeah. To our Canadian listeners out there, good night. Anyway.
The book, thriller. Did it thrill you?
No, it didn't.
Which book was this?
Oh, crap. I don't even know. It's somewhere around the house.
Well, you need to know, because this is a show where you can diss that book and people won't buy it because they respect you.
I don't think anybody who doesn't like Clive Cussler will buy that one. And anybody who does, they will, just because it's a Clive Cussler.
Yeah, but if you can just make one person change their mind, man, it's like you saved a whole nation or something. That's Judaism, man. I'm rapping Judaism at you.
Okay.
It's like if you got one person to not, like, read that, then it's like you got, like, a whole fucking nation of people not to read that shit.
That.
Yeah. Wait, you fucking making fucking fun of fucking me, man? Fucking me? Who said you're fucking me?
How many fucks was that?
Fucking, I don't know. Fuck, shit, man. Cock. Bitch. And stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah. There's a good title for the show, man. Fucking shit, cock, bitch, and stuff.
Okay, we'll take that under consideration.
Who's
and
we?
The management, we'll look into it.
The management.
Well, yes.
Mike and his bedroom. The management.
Well, we are the management.
We? Royal we?
Of course.
Well, you know, like what they say, when you sit around the house, you do sit around the house.
Okay. Now, fat jokes aside.
Mm-hmm. That was fat.
Or front and center. Yeah.
With a PH, man. The shiznit.
The fashizzle.
Yeah, manizzle.
me and my hook nose homie Yus here.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yo, Yudin. What's up, Yudin?
Yes, this is something that we've discussed many years ago and hoping to revive Jewish derogatory ghetto slang.
Yeah, ghetto slang. The carefree high school days of Holocaust.
Yes.
If you like it, please mail us at what Mike said before.
Yes, at MikeTheMan@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or drop me a line on my LiveJournal account, which is Mike the Man.
Hey, who dropped the soap?
Oh!
My Danik is over the ocean. My Danik is over the sea.
God, stop. The pain. Yeah. Somebody's going to burn in hell for this.
Because the Holocaust is no laughing matter.
And why is the Holocaust not a laughing matter?
Fuck, man, I don't know. Seriously, there's certain people that you should not, like, joke about the Holocaust around, because that, like, would not be cool.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, had family members and had relatives.
I'm not talking about those people.
Oh,
because those people can usually take it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Germans.
Yeah, Germans. Sure, yeah. I've met Germans, like, in all sorts of places around the world. Who they don't originally think I'm Israeli because I don't sound or look Israeli.
No, you don't. You look Canadian.
And then they hear I'm Israeli, and they're like,
actually,
oh, shit,
you look
yeah,
like a lumberjack.
Yeah, you wish. Yeah,
a long-haired hippie
lumberjack. In your sick, demented dreams.
Yeah.
I look like a lumberjack. I don't want to know. But anyway, and you, like, you crack this Holocaust joke to, like, break the ice, and suddenly, like, everybody's staring at you like you farted or something, you know? And I'm like, you know, did your grandfather die in the Holocaust? No, my grandfather died in the Holocaust.
Your grandfather killed him.
So what the fuck is it to you, man? You should be roaring it up with me. I mean, shit, you know?
It's
but you
terrible.
Don't want to tell German people Holocaust jokes.
No.
And they think you're really tactless.
They don't get it. They, yeah. You know, okay, whatever. Some people in
and we're half German, both of us.
Both of us are. Yeah, are so. Well, I'm not half German. I'm actually, my lineage is all German.
You bastard.
Yeah,
you
I'm an Aryan pureblood. Yeah. I think, I don't know.
Just, dude, I know I've said some nasty things about you in the past, but, like, don't exterminate me, okay? Please, if you do, then just leave my wife alone. No, I love her.
So. Oh, but wait a minute. No, you see, you have some salvation in you by being part German. Your wife, however...
Yeah, but technically, according to Hitler's theories, and I think I'm a Mischling, which basically means you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You're a Michelin man? That guy was made out of tires.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm half German, 50% German, and... No, actually, I'm, like, 50% of German-Jewish descent. And 50% of Hungarian Christian descent.
Really?
No shit.
Oh, that's a you know, combination you don't see on Time magazine every day.
I think I'm actually I might be originally less Jewish than Hitler.
Okay. I know that I am just human in this raging day and world. So we're gonna
Not sure about that.
We're gonna take a break right now and play you the Lumberjack song.
Oh, that was like an easy segue from like you look like a lumberjack, so. Wow. Okay, yeah, here's the song. Cool.
Well, the weather for the whole area will continue much the same as the past few days. Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I wanted to be a lumberjack, leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, Maidenhead creeping water plant, the naughty Leicestershire fleshy oak, the flatulent elm of West Ryslip, the Quercus maximus bamber Gascoigne, the Epigillus levata hueus greenus. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I skip and jump. I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps. He likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
He cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders
record. What are you making faces at me for? You didn't tell me to press record. Fuck, he starts recording on... No, I want everybody to hear about this. He spends the whole song ragging on me. Why do you make noises when I'm trying to record silence? I have 100 listeners and all that. And now, he's pressed record without telling me, and I'm in the middle of a fucking sentence, and he gives me faces for talking. Hi, we're back.
So that was the Lumberjack song, thanks to Monty Python.
Yeah. Oh, that Lumberjack song.
Well, which Lumberjack thong?
Lumberjack's thong?
Yes, which Lumberjack's thong did you think I had in my...
Your inner world is getting weirder to me by the minute.
Well, yes, you know, years go by, people drift away, we acquire some interesting habits.
And underwear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Lots of interesting topics. Lots off the cuff. Just...
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the amount of non-preparation
we did. We can just talk for hours and not to say the same thing twice. It'd be interesting, scintillating
the whole
time.
Oh, all the time. You're just looking at the numbers. You're just looking at the clock. This is terrible.
Why do you have to tell them what I'm doing? Why do you have to humiliate me in public like that?
It's just so easy. And it's not in public. It's actually in the privacy of my own home.
So what are you suggesting?
What do you think I'm suggesting?
I think you're suggesting what
I think
you're
suggesting.
Oh, don't
start taking your clothes off. Well, oh, no, he's doing it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, no, he's taking my clothes off. Help. Oh, crap. Don't do that. That's not pleasant.
That could have been beautiful, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
You tease. Well, oh, man. He was this close, man. He was this close to... Never mind. To my...
To your what? I want to know what I was close to.
Right. Okay, fine. What does this mean?
That means speak into the microphone.
Okay.
You haven't been doing that very well.
I think I've been doing it fine. What do you think, world? Let us know at what Mike said before.
Yeah, at what Mike said before. Yeah. MikeTheMan@gmail.com.
So what do you think about censorship, Mike?
I think that censorship has... Excuse me.
You can belch on your own show, man.
Yeah, I probably can.
If you got gas, now's the time for it,
man.
Well,
it's already gone.
Oh, man.
But if you have gas, feel free. Now, you see, I believe some things should be censored.
Yeah, you know, you see, no, this is not, dog. You see, this is where you show what a redneck you are, because I have talent, and you're not going to box my talent up and, like, hide it from the world. Here, observe, world. Give me a minute to prepare.
Let me get my box. Okay, Yus is going through some various physical stuff here to pull that in, and now he's...
That was just a warm-up, America.
Yeah, warm-up.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Working the diaphragm, pulling it in.
WrestleMania 9, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
What the?
Your microphone smells like my dinner.
Oh, God. that's just wrong. We're going to have to do something about that later. Get some... censorship has its place in time.
Yeah.
Who
like
decides
what?
That? I don't know. I believe that... You know, if you need to attain a goal, and the only way you can really attain that goal is by having censorship. And
what
the goal? I don't know.
Seriously,
I don't have
man,
a for instance.
What ends
here.
Justify that mean?
I don't know. I don't know who decides that, but I think that there are.
Yes, you do.
I don't think that censorship
you know who
has
that
absolutely
shit, man. It's
no
like,
place.
It's like the government. It's the fucking police.
Well,
5-0.
Do you think we have free speech here in Israel?
Fuck no.
All right.
It's a well-known fact that there's always injunctions going on, like, about shit that you're not supposed to publicize.
Okay.
Tzav Issur Pirsum that we hear about, and there's other shit that we don't hear about.
Okay.
The only people that really know what's going on in the country is the journalists, and they're not allowed to say.
Well, a lot of them don't even know that. Some of them even disappear.
That we even don't even hear about, and that is scary.
Yeah.
You know what? I got an idea. I can take this microphone into the other room so that I can smoke... And then you won't be able to hear what I'm saying, and I won't be able to hear what you're saying. We'll each do a solo show by Makbid, and it could be either really funny or it could really suck. What do you think?
I'm not a big fan of that idea.
But I really need a cigarette, man. I need to smoke.
Okay, so we're going to take another break here.
During which you will hear Smoke on the Water. How is that for a segue?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. See, when you tell me you need silence, I give you silence.
The sound of silence.
Cry,
no,
baby.
That's not what we played, but you know that
already.
And that's
not what we're going to play either.
No.
That's not another one of our smooth segues into some music or other.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, so we were just talking while you guys were listening to some rockin' tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were we talking about? All right, I remember. Say Zendua.
Say what?
Say Zendua.
I'm sorry, what?
I just had this Australian dude I met in India visiting me, and he taught me all these things in slang from, you know, Australia. From New Zealand, actually.
They have
this language called slang in New Zealand.
But he's not from New Zealand.
Yes, he's a New Zealander.
No, he's Tasmanian.
Well, you know, the potato, potato.
No, Tasmania is actually a province of Australia. I know this because I did a little bit of geographical study on the place. Damn it. All right, okay, I'm boring you.
No. Why do you say that, man? Come on, you're not boring
okay,
me.
Okay, get your hand off my knee.
Why do you have to say
not
this?
Not on my thigh, get it off.
You don't have to say what's happening. They can guess.
No, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. You knew what happened.
Unfortunately.
And we didn't have to tell you. We didn't have to spoon feed you. But anyway, I was asking you. Say Zendua.
So I don't know what that means.
Well, there's all sorts of expressions, quaint expressions from the little whatever in, you know, that place, which is like
that place.
Yeah, I don't mean Mike's underwear. I mean the underwear, the underpants of the world, Australia, which is they say that shits me, as in, you know, tell me something that'll bum me out.
Dude, I just hit your dog with my car.
Oh, that shits me. See, as in that. Or, continuing with, you know, Tasmanian 101 grammar, there's, tell me something cool.
Dude, I just bought you a new dog.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, there's that. It's not shit, yeah, it's shit, yeah.
Yeah,
shit. S-H-I-T-C-H-A-H.
Shitcha.
Shitcha.
Shitcha. It sounds like there should be a Y in there, you know, like after the CH. Shitcha.
But that's what makes it so cool and so uniquely Tasmanian. It's the shitcha.
Shitcha.
And there's the ubiquitous sage into her, which dissolves as such. So yous are into her.
So you're into her.
So yous are into her, or sage into her.
So if I scope out a hot chick at the bar and I'm like, hey, man, check it out. She's, look at her.
Yeah, but seeing as we're talking about Australians, which they can be intelligent, but they never sound it. It's say zendo about anything. Like, you want to go for a beer can turn into say zendo. Or, you know, would you like to rape my grandmother can turn into say zendo. Or anything. Masculine, feminine, plural, just me and myself. She's into her.
Now, on your trip to India, I understand you also picked up some of the Indian slang, like getting involved.
No, that's also the Aussie guy.
Oh, okay.
But he ripped that off from the British guy, who in his dorms, they had like the guy who would organize all the social stuff, and he would always tell them that they need to get involved.
Oh.
So it's like they turned this into a coin of phrase, which is like, yeah, I'm getting involved with this beer. or getting involved in ragging on this towel head here, or shit like that, you know? Yeah, getting involved in beating up these stray dogs, or you know, tipping the cows, getting involved with this cow.
Does anybody tip cows over there?
You probably wouldn't wanna, but you could if you wanted to, because they're friendly and they're not afraid of people, because you know people worship them.
Moo.
They don't even moo usually.
They don't moo.
No, they just like sort of remain silent. They have this like silent austere
code.
Glory.
The code of silence. The sound of silence.
Well, you have to ask them about that. But I do. There's this one piece of Indian slang. This full power. Full power. Everything is full power in India. Like, we had this guy running the guest house in Palolin Beach, and everything was full power. They had, we have full power shower. We have full power guest rooms. We have full power restaurant. Okay. Full power scooter. Full power everything.
I can get the full power shower. You know, we've got
full,
you know,
power toilet also.
Okay, that means you've got pressure. That means good. You know, all right.
Yeah, but, full power electricity. Yeah, you get a light bulb. That's full power electricity.
Full power, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as long as that one light bulb stays alight, and then you've got full power. So, what other cultural phenomena can you tell us about India?
Oh, God. Oh, that's such a... Well, you talk about something while I think about that.
Well, the other day...
No, go ahead. That was just me digesting.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. The other day, I was sitting around just staring at the wall, looking at a spot on it, and thinking, why is there a spot on the wall? And then I came up with the conclusion of, because this is my house, which seemed extremely applicable and acceptable at the time.
Dude, that's completely megalomaniacal. Does that mean that every house with a spot on the wall is yours?
No.
Well, then that doesn't work.
Au contraire, mon frère.
That doesn't work.
No. The reason that particular spot was on the wall is because it's my house. I see you're having some trouble digesting this line of logic.
That's just stupid.
No. Okay. We're going to, wittily discount each other's opinions and sayings.
Yeah, I'm being very witty. I'm being all,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just...
you moron.
That's just stupid.
That's stupid. Yeah. That's just stupid.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Moving on to some higher
Move
brain
over,
functions.
Move George Bernard Shaw. The new Wittmeisters are in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Word or two.
Or three or four. And then
yeah,
a
you
few.
Ruined it. You
and
ruined
then
it.
Some
it,
more.
It was almost funny, and then you ruined
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then I turned it into a lyric, and then, you know.
And now you continue to ruin it.
But you know that I'm
we're
the king.
We're so beneath funny now, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. So if you don't find us funny, you too can express your opinions and views.
Both of y'all.
But well, both yes, you two out there, write in to MikeTheMan@gmail.com. Drop me a line on the live journal or call into the number. Anyway,
which number?
Oh, 206-888 Mike.
Where would you be without me?
On a desert island, because I remember you saved me.
You wouldn't take me to a desert island. Man, that's offensive.
I wouldn't take you. You rescued me off
of
it.
He said, where would you be without me? I asked you, and you said a desert island.
That's right. I would still be stuck there. And then you came along and found me.
No, that's weak.
No? What do you think? I'm going to a desert island, and I'm not taking you, yes?
Dude, quit while you're ahead.
Since when have I ever been ahead?
Okay. Yeah, just off-the-cuff improvisational topics.
Yeah, this is great.
Mortality. No, not mortality. Brutality. Police brutality.
Police, yeah, okay.
Police brutality is bad.
Yeah, it
is. That's bad shit. That's some bad shit.
Yeah.
And I'm against that.
Yeah, but you know what? It has its time and place. Everything has its time and place.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I am...
Police brutality has its time and place. Censorship has its
You're
time and place.
You're a bleeding heart liberal.
You're just one big cop-out.
I'm not a cop-out.
Yes, you are. You don't answer anything. You just say everything has its time and place. You're not for or against anything. It's
no.
And its time and place.
I am for the death penalty.
Really?
Yes.
And that doesn't have a time and place.
Of course it doesn't.
Well, so you're for a death penalty in its time and place.
Well, yeah.
You wise ass.
Well, the death penalty. This man ripped off a 7-Eleven. Kill him! Okay. No.
Yeah, it's my brother's 7-Eleven.
Yeah. No.
Shoot the fucker.
Everything has its time and place. You kill somebody, you get killed. If they're, you know... The sounds of Yus rubbing his beard and mustache.
Yeah, this aggravates Mike so much. What you're hearing right now.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Ooh, it's actually coming apart.
Stop.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm doing this anymore. Why am I doing this? This is turning into self-abuse
already. Yeah, Mike,
already.
Why are you doing this?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, yeah, you wanna let us in on
what
you're
thinking? Me off. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Well, what is this? This is doing a show. You're doing your podcast.
I'm doing a podcast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? This might even see, you know, airtime. Somebody might listen to this.
Yeah, I know.
And you're
venerated 100 listeners.
And maybe more by now.
But what do you care what they think, man? If they don't like it, they can switch off.
If they switch off,
then what?
Then they won't listen to the next one.
Then what?
And then they dwindle into nothing.
And?
And then nobody's listening to me.
So?
And then I'm all alone in the blackness.
And then what?
Then I'm just wasting my time.
Why? What are you doing this for?
I'm doing this for fun.
Well, And is it no fun if nobody listens?
Well, not really, no. I mean, it is fun, most definitely. Because, yeah, sitting here with you, yes, talking shit and having you belch at me is wonderfully fun.
Yeah, yes, I know.
Some people
I know
would pay money for this kind of abuse.
I know you love it.
Yeah.
You sick dog. But yeah, but seriously, I mean, it's...
Why?
Is this just another way to get attention or something?
No.
Well,
I like the ability and the possibility that something that I do can bring a smile into somebody else's day.
Next.
Oh, come on. That sounded good.
Didn't that sound like bullshit to you guys?
Come on, I could be on Oprah.
Seriously, that wasn't even convincing. That wasn't even like Jerry Springer convincing.
Fuck Jerry Springer. I could be on Oprah.
Yeah. The lower middle American dream. One day I will be on Oprah and everyone will love me.
Well, it's the lower
All
American.
The bun eating fat housewives who watch Oprah and live by her word will love me and cherish me. All of Ratingsland will think that I'm wonderful, and for one whole week, maybe, people will look at me in the supermarket and say, "Hey, it was you!"
Well, yeah.
And then I'll have to go back to my mortgage and my two kids who have ADD, and my husband who drinks and cheats on me.
Okay, ADD is bullshit. I don't believe in ADD.
I'm against that, too!
Some people out there are going to severely disagree with me and say, yes, it's a medical condition and blah, 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 blah.
Ah, there's a topic. No. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll continue.
I think ADD is bullshit.
Why?
Because when I was a kid, and I was a rowdy, crazy kid, I had some severe trouble, you know, keeping my attention span on, you know, longer than it takes to eat an Oreo. Nobody said, hey, he's got ADD.
What'd they say?
They said, this kid has too much sugar, okay? They cut the sugar from my diet. I straightened out very well. I had no sugar.
Yeah, you ended up at the special kids high school with me.
Okay, no, that was by choice.
Of course
it was. That was by choice.
Of course it was.
It was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why did you choose to go to the special kids ABC, leave the high school with yours truly? Why?
Well, from what I had gathered and researched about the school, there's Leifta High School, you know, circa 1994.
Go Leifta.
Woo! Yeah. And I had recently desired to go back to school. I was out of school for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doing what?
Well, I was working.
Mm. How old were you now?
What?
How old were you at that time?
You're asking me to disclose ages and dates, and I don't do that. That's too personal.
When you were in high school, you said date.
That's right, high school.
You can edit out, you can bleep out the date that you said beforehand.
Yeah.
You can just tell us how
so
old you
I
were.
So I am, beep, years old, and...
You were how many years old when you went back to high school after a couple of years of working?
Oh, I don't know. 17?
So you'd been working, you dropped out of high school at 15, worked for 2 years, and came back at 17.
Well, I wasn't at high school. I was at, Orthodox religious schools.
Oh, yeah.
Known as yeshivas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when after a couple of years,
Jewish religious schools, listeners.
Yes, extremely Jewish, extremely Orthodox religious Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had finally decided, I'm going to be working pretty much for the rest of my life, until I, you know, strike millionaire and all that and can retire in style. I decided I was going to go back to school, and I researched the different schools available to somebody of my, what is it called? Academic standing.
And what was available to you?
There weren't a lot, and there were quite a few that would not accept me. Based on the entry requirements, you know, you had to have a minimum of, you know,
such and such grades and such attendance.
And I didn't have these. I had been out of the system.
Because of your so-called, what people would now diagnose as ADD.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was ADD. No, I didn't drop out of school for ADD. Not at all.
No, but if you'd have enjoyed school, then you wouldn't
not
have dropped
out. Not at all. What are you talking about? That's bullshit.
No?
No, I dropped out of yeshiva because that place was a fucking nightmare.
Well, why didn't you go to another school?
Because I said to my folks at that time, is that, you know, I want to go to a school of my choosing, not a religious one. And they said, no, you either go to a religious school or you go to work. They did not leave any other options
and
open.
And you're all of what, 15 at this
That's
point?
That's correct. 15 is the legal working age in the state of Israel. So I got my little butt down to the... unemployment office for the youth. There actually is one. There's a employment office for youth, and they will accept you from 15 to 18.
What a wonderful country.
And they will find you a job. They found me a job at a bank. And so, yeah, so I worked for 2 years. You know, not every 15-year-old pulls in a 3,000 shekel paycheck, which back then was pretty damn impressive. And so, yeah, so researching schools, I had to have certain entry levels, not entry level, but entry criteria.
That's $4,000 or $5,000 a month for you Americans.
$4,000 or $5,000?
And nowadays, the dollar is like 4.7 shekels.
Yeah, that was 3,000 back then.
Whatever.
Yeah, the exchange rate was a lot different back then. It was a lot of money for a 15-year-old kid to be making.
Mm.
In any case, so I'm droning on here.
Where do we start from? What were we talking about?
School. How I ended up at your school.
Yeah, but
well, you ended up at my school.
You said that it wasn't ADD.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't believe in ADD. I don't believe in ADD because when I went back to school and I chose this one, this was one for people who had not fit in elsewhere. Who had trouble fitting in.
And personally, I think you made a great choice, but most people wouldn't agree with us back then.
That's entirely their problem.
I agree.
But with the options presented to me, I said, okay, I'm going to take the one that will accept me, number one. Number two, does not put an enormous amount of pressure on their students to finish the matriculation exams, which most schools in this country do.
That's high school equivalency tests for you Yanks.
No, it's not high school equivalency. Ooh. It's matriculation.
Really? They have that in the U.S.?
Well, it's called the SATs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So high school equivalency is a GED. That's something else.
All right.
So, you know, you just had to complete high school in order to get your high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Yeah, you can do that here too, but that counts for shit.
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
So I chose that school, and I was amidst a wide range of people from social, economic backgrounds that was so wide and varied. It was just the misfits of everywhere. Nobody there really fit in with a certain niche of society, but we all fit in together as the weirdos, the freaks, the stoners, the deadheads, the punks. That's what it was. And I had two wonderful years there. My second year there, that's when you came in. You had recently left another school.
Yeah, Beit Chinuch, long may it rot.
Yeah. But
I left? No, common misconception that I left. They found an excuse and they kicked me out. They knew that I was up to all sorts of shit and they couldn't prove it. So you know what they did?
What'd they do?
They made me do tests to, like, you know, finish the year and graduate to next year because my grades were shit. Tests which I, for the first time in my life, studied for. And for the first time in my life, I know that I passed these tests. I know, because every question that was on there, I knew the fucking answer, and I answered it. And they failed me on fucking purpose in order to kick me out, because they knew that I had almost killed the gym teacher, and they knew that it was me with the graffiti, and they knew that it was me selling the firecrackers, and they knew all this shit, but they couldn't prove it. So rather than stand next to me man to man, or kick me out with no excuse and take the heat from my parents, they found the excuse, and they kicked me out. And of course, my parents believed them, because I'd never had good grades. And that's why I came to Lifta. God bless Lifta.
God bless Lifta.
Shout out, yo, Aaron Livni, if you listening to this.
Kick it!
Matich, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So learning there was by far one of the best social experiences that I have ever had. I had not been exposed to such a wide variety of humanity here in Israel, with all the different backgrounds and the different outlooks on life and everything.
And everybody can talk to everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're like Israelis will understand this. Yeah. If you're an Ars or a freak,
a Frecha
or a Mizrahi or an Ashkenazi, or if you're older, if you're younger, because they didn't have grades, you'd learn by your capability, regardless of your age.
Yep.
And everybody could just talk and everybody was cool.
Everybody meshed. That's what it was. We intermeshed and we talked, we hung out. You know, I mean, hell, half of my final year, we were jumping over the wall and going over to your place, watch MTV the whole afternoon.
Yeah, watch MTV, smoke pot. Of course, you weren't smoking pot those days.
No, those days I wasn't. I was staying away. I was taking a hiatus.
Yeah, you were all stressed out. You weren't as stressed out as Uri, though. Remember one time we smoked up in the other room without telling him, and he got all pissed off because, dudes, now I know that you smoke, and if the police ask me, then I can't lie. Oh, man, why did you do this to him? Now he's the biggest pothead in the world.
Shout out to Uri Stonerhead.
Yeah, don't say his name.
Yomi! Stonerhead. Yeah. Uri Stonerhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. that school allowed me to proceed with some foreknowledge of what people are all about, and the fact that the dregs of not society, but moral society. You know, what we like, we keep in our schools, and what we don't like, we push there.
Yeah, and what we like means that, you know, like I don't like the way you dress.
Yeah,
it's like I don't like the way you talk. It's not
your self-expression annoys me.
Yeah, exactly. You annoy me.
Yeah,
you know. It's not that you're a bad student. It's just like you annoy me. So
now, a lot of the people in that school, I believe, would qualify for the modern definition of having ADD. Okay? Would you agree?
Well, maybe I don't know enough about ADD because I didn't think about... I've never thought about disagreeing with the actual terms of the so-called illnesses, but I've always disagreed with the way they treat them and with the way they relate to the kids who supposedly have them.
Yeah.
I mean, I can accept the fact that maybe there is such a thing as ADD and maybe there is such a thing as whatever. And when I was younger than what you're talking about, I was diagnosed with all types of shit, including like autism, cuz just like my parents didn't know what to do with me, and the fucking education system definitely didn't know what to do with me.
You autistic?
Yeah, they thought I had borderline autism.
Well,
when I was like 7.
I don't think it's borderline autism. I think it's full-blown insanity, but that's a different story.
No, I was just like hyper, and I was just like had trouble.
See, hyper. No, that's a word I can
hyper,
live with.
I was hyper.
I can live with hyper.
I was hyper, and I had problems with the language and problems with being yanked out of beautiful Canada and dropped in bomb-filled Israel.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Shout out to all you Zionists out there.
Long may you
live with your mistakes. And may they scratch you at night when you're trying to sleep.
Stop, no politics.
And no, it's Zionists, man. It's not right or left. Right or left, they all suck equally. But it's just like, I can understand like there are kids that are hyper. I can understand that there are kids that have problems relating to other kids. But, you know, the way that you deal with that, or pretend to deal with that, while actually just like, you know, making it somebody else's problem.
Yeah, oh, it's ADD.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
All right. You know, they took it to a new level, ADHD.
You attention know, deficit
hyper disorder or something like that. Yeah, it's like, okay. Which is all bullshit.
Because I'm not sure about the definitions. I mean, they're only trying to define a problem that exists. I have no problem with defining something.
Okay.
But as long as like the treatment is humane and respectful. And,
I actually think that we have as people today, being politically correct and all, we have a problem defining things, because if a man walks down the street and he is purple, I'm going to say, wow, look at that purple dude. But we're not allowed to say the word black in association to other people. No, are we?
Well, screw that. I mean, you know.
All right? We're not allowed to say yellow people. That's offensive. Why? It's there. It's true. It's defined by reality. You tell a colorblind person that guy's purple, he's going to go, oh, fuck you. I don't believe that. But, you know. Everybody else will say, yeah, look at the purple guy. He's purple.
Yeah, well, personally, I'm not big on not offending other people. I mean, I don't go around offending people, but I don't think that we should have a ban on Wagner in this country. I think that's just stupid and ignorant, and if you don't like Wagner or you have a problem with that, then just don't come to the concerts. As opposed to people who come in order to walk out.
Yeah, well.
And make a scene.
Oh, yeah. I'm so not listening to this. Why did you pay for
a
ticket?
I'm nice Mr. Liberal person. I'm here making a statement.
Yeah, fuck you all.
Yeah, you want to enjoy music? No, you can't. Why? Because somebody long ago had a bad experience with it. So, like, nobody can enjoy this music anymore.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, so fuck that. But, I mean, I don't know. The whole politically correct thing, I just deal with it by not caring.
It's so fucking overdone.
Fuck that. I just don't care. If I say something and somebody's offended, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you're offended by that.
Yeah,
and
I didn't mean to offend you.
And they don't hear the subtlety and like, I didn't mean to offend you and I'm sorry that you're offended. They don't notice that. And we go on and I didn't compromise anything and I just, you know, I don't dwell on it.
Yeah.
People want to live in a box you know, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so back to definitions. Yeah, okay. You want to define something as ADD? Fine. Don't throw it at every single person who comes to you to be diagnosed. Oh, okay, ADD, click, next.
You're not describing a problem with the definition. You're describing a problem with the relation.
With the application.
Yeah, exactly, with the whole thing about trying to take problems and shove them in a drawer and lump them together and forget about them, and that's everything's hunky-dory until next Tuesday when they start blowing up high schools.
Well, our high school was kind of that kind of place.
Yeah, but nobody blew it up.
Nope. Nobody blew it up.
There was no shit going on there.
We had some awesome rock concerts for graduation days. And we
Yeah,
we had some cool shit going on there.
Yeah, Mike has to check the screen to see how much I spiked on that. Yeah! See, I spiked even higher, Mike.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Fucking with the equipment. Yeah. Vandalism.
Society just doesn't want to deal with the problems anymore. They just want to sweep them under the rug, like you said, and not deal with it. But by taking people...
Yeah, but you're doing the same thing by calling it society.
Society?
Stupid people. Not all of society is stupid people. Stupid people, not all. Okay. And there's assholes who would want to do this.
You want to call... Yeah, okay, see, that's being politically correct. Oh, well, it's not everybody. It's somebody.
No,
we
that's dealing with
it.
The problem. I'm saying if you say that everybody is like that, you have nowhere to direct your righteous anger. You have nowhere to direct, like, you know, whatever feelings and energies that you might have to change the situation because you're just, like, spewing it all
you
over everything.
You can never say everybody is anything because everybody is a very large
No. That's not what I'm saying. Don't put those words in my mouth. That's not what I'm saying.
That's just what you said.
No, I'm saying that in this specific thing, from my experience, and I have plenty of experience with that, it's not everybody. There's a huge portion of the education system is like that, and the huge portion of any sort of welfare system is like that. But there's the people who have the good reason for it, which
when
is like
they
have... Let me finish. When they have, like, a huge caseload, then, like, you know, they just... They can't deal with it anymore. There's the people who are stupid, who just, like, actually don't see the person who's in front of them, so they don't deal with it. And there's the people who knowingly start lumping people into groups, shoving them in the drawer, closing it, and, like, saying, fuck it, I'll forget about it, and it's not my problem anymore. That's the three people you're talking about. And when you lump it again into all sorts of people, and you say it's everybody, right... Then the people who you might have gotten to won't want to hear it because, you know, you're saying something about them that just isn't true.
Well, again, I'm sorry to offend.
No, you're not offending me. I'm
not
just telling you for
you. No, not you.
Fuck anybody who's too offended to...
Everybody who is listening, if you find this offensive or derogatory to you in any way,
man,
that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me.
What I'm
for
trying
you,
to say,
if
you said
wanna,
a huge portion, huge you, portion of the education district.
That's yeah.
How much is huge? Percentage. Over 50%?
Look.
Over 50%?
I don't know the exact facts.
Over 60%?
I don't know the exact facts.
Okay, so what is huge?
I know that a lot of the people I've run into...
Okay,
and, a lot
and
of
how
things
many
that
of
I have
the
heard
percentage?
Of from other people.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen, but that's not the point. The point is...
The point is
me
harping on the word
some
everybody.
Sort of, having some sort of platform here to say something. It's not harping on the word everybody because it's wrong to say everybody. I'm saying for you, if you want to make a point, if you want people to hear what you have to say, the more focused you can make it, the more of a chance you'll have to make a change.
Okay, so the one person who this is meant to be heard by
that
particular person with that human focus?
No,
come
sure,
on!
You just,
I want everybody,
no,
everybody
man.
To
you just
hear
generalize
this.
Everything. That'll make a difference. Everybody sucks. Everybody's this, everybody's that. Yeah, change the world. Kola kavod. Bravo.
Hey.
Yeah, fucking, here. I'll put the microphone on the stand so that everybody can hear this.
Thank you.
Ooh, fucking Ray.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is my platform to say whatever I want, okay? Anybody and everybody...
You don't have to listen to me, man. Just don't twist my words around.
I'm not twisting your words around. I'm just telling you that by using the word everybody, you never get a 100% blanket because it's impossible. Everybody is too big. That's why if you take it at literal meaning, yes, everybody hates me. And I'm sure
that
at some point...
Did I say that it was morally wrong to say everybody?
Morally wrong? What is moral? Is defined by society.
Did I say that? No, I said I said it was wrong if you want to make a difference.
Why is it wrong?
If you just want to rant, then
why
rant.
Is it wrong? What? Why is it wrong?
It's wrong if you want to make a difference.
Why do I? Who am I making a difference on?
If you don't want to make a difference, then fine.
Am I making a difference? What am I doing? Do I want to make a difference? I don't know. See, but I'm sitting here.
This is the sound.
And you're saying it's morally wrong.
This is the sound of Mike trying to fuck with me.
No,
and
you're
I'm
saying.
Going along with it too long.
Oh, come
he
on.
He duped me. He
this
got me. You got me, but fucking
oh,
good,
you
man.
Are foolish.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man.
You're full of shit,
fucking
man.
A.
You're full of shit.
I've been arguing. I've been, like, yelling my throat out. Because you lowered my volume. For 10 minutes Dude. Now on this bullshit. He's just been yanking my chain. Oh, God.
I have not been yanking man. Your chain. Oh, that was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My point is that you say that something is morally wrong. Who defines the morals? Society. Oh, yeah, because I snored while you ranted on. Fuck you, all right?
Society?
What is society?
Who is society?
Who is? You said that's generalizing. That's including everybody. Society is made up of people. Not every society is the same. In fact, inside one society, you may have different kinds of societies. You have branches. You have overlaps. By saying the word society, you generalize. That's how it works. Because I'm not going to go out and finger point and say, that person does not like what I have to say. That person does. I'm going to say society because society is defined by the majority of the people who are part of it.
And through that, we're going to segue straight to the Kiss song, Shout It Out Loud. And we'll catch you later.
All right. Now, if you have a view on this, please drop me a line, MikeTheMan@gmail.com. Or 206-888-MIKE for the voicemail, or drop me on the live journal. Yes, this has been an experience.
And wait a minute. And to those who have heard my last podcast with Mike, I want to say now that Mike is no longer available. So all you ladies or gents out there who hear the last podcast now, know that he is taken.
Yeah.
And if you have a problem with that, you have an issue with Sazilvia.
Okay, stop that. Anyway, thanks a lot, Yes, for being on the show. It's been a blast.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine,
yeah,
Mike.
All right.
Yeah.
My dog. All right. Peace.
Yeah, peace out, my
niggers.
Bye.